Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 28th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 2.25 cents at 4.74 1/4, March wheat up 8.5 cents at 6.31 1/2, and March beans down 8.5 cents at 13.12. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 4.25 on the wheat, 1 million metric tons on the corn at 1.3. million metric tons on the beans. The beans opened higher despite the forecast for more rains. They were strong through the first half hour of the day, and then they broke as much as 18.5 cents off the early highs. It looked like, you know, traders finally realized that both weather models were bringing in 3 to 5 inches of rain into northern Brazil between now and Tuesday, and I think that was enough to spook the market. But considering all these rain forecasts we've had, so far for the week, the beans are still higher for the week, and they did put in a double bottom on the charts here today. So again, we'll have to see what the export sales look like in the morning. Wheat market opened up strong, stayed strong, fun buying in here. The market was reacting to the Panamanian ship that was hit in the Red Sea by a Russian mine. That seemed to spook the market a little bit here. The corn was higher on the opening and then sold off with the beans. The crude oil broke hard. It was down $2.34 a barrel at $71.77. So that's a good $4.5, $5.5 break off the recent highs. The dollar was up 25 ticks here. It's back up to 100.91, but it really didn't have much impact on the grains. The big thing I think heading into the new year is, you know, the funds. Right now, I've got them short 180,000 contracts of corn. They're short 55,000 wheat, long maybe 2,000 beans, long 74,000 meal, and short 53,000 oil. So the number that sticks out to me there is the short 180,000 contracts of corn. Are they going to just step up and rebalance after the first of the year, or are they going to wait to see what the American farmer does? You know, it's all kind of a big guess with these funds. My guess is they won't be in a big rush in the first few days to do the rebalancing, but maybe toward the end of next week, beginning part of the week after, maybe we'll see some fun buying out here. Really, that's about it. Markets have been relatively quiet, low volume out here. We're not seeing much. If we do get these rains in Brazil, I think it certainly stops the decreasing production numbers that we've been seeing out here. Now, will it add to the production? It's certainly possible. You know, the beans, like the corn, today they just wait for the rains. When they get it, they come to life. So, you know, there still could be a chance of a pretty big northern Brazilian bean crop out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.